We're in Simon Tav Lamed Gimel Sif Ches. The Machaber says, "Kosel Shanish Damish B'Chametz B'Chorin." If there's a wall and you use that wall and the holes, you put chametz in the hole. The Mishnah Berurah says that you don't know for sure that there's chametz there, but you know that in the past you have put chametz in that wall. The Nafal, the wall falls. V'Nasa Gal, now it becomes a bunch of heavy rocks. Even if it's not three tefachim high, so that a dog wouldn't be able to get it. Meaning it is possible that a dog would be able to get it, and therefore there's a concern that maybe the dog will go get it on Pesach and pull it out. Still, you don't need to check for such chametz, because there's a danger that if you move those boulders around, you reach in the boulder to get the chametz, that you're going to get bit by a scorpion. Shemetzuyim begalim, they are common to be in such piles of rocks. So chashinin shema achashe yashum b'dikaso, she'in osik b'mitzvah, yichab b'zachar ma'achat shenevad lo v'yavol lidei sakana. We're afraid that maybe after you've already finished searching for the chametz, and therefore you are no longer osik b'mitzvah anymore, then maybe you'll come to look for something else, like a needle or something like that, and then you'll come in danger of the scorpion when you're no longer an osik mitzvah to be protected by the mitzvah. Still, the Mishnah Berurah says that you still need to be mavatel the chametz belibo, because maybe there is chametz there, and if you didn't do bittel until after the time that it was prohibited to have chametz arrived, so then the Mishnah Berurah brings the opinion of many Rishonim who say that you would need to actually use a marachatzina, a shovel of some sort, to move the rocks around to get the chametz. If you know for sure that there's chametz there, if there's not three tefachim above it, such that it's possible that a dog will go in and bring it out, then you need to use a shovel to move it around. By using a shovel, then there's no longer as much of a danger of a scorpion. If there's three tefachim high boulders, such that a dog won't be able to go in and get it, so then you can just do bittel, and that will be enough. If you didn't go in and get it when you were supposed to go in and get it, so then bittel's not going to be enough, says the Mishnah Berurah. The bittel that you're doing, explains the Mishnah Berurah, is on a midrabanan level, that maybe on a chalamoid you'll move the rocks and you'll violate Bal Yerah, but midoraisa you're for sure going to be fine, because the only iser midoraisa is to hide the chametz itself. But if the rocks fall on its own, so then you're going to be okay. However, the Mishnah brings another opinion who says, that midoraisa, you're actually chayiv. And if not, then even if you're not planning on moving it, you're still going to violate Bal Yerah, and therefore you need to do the bittel even on a doraisa level. So either way, the way that it works is, with these rocks, if the boulders fall, so then if it's piled high up, so then, and you don't know for sure that there's chametz there, so then you can do bittel, and that would be enough. And this will happen anytime you have anything in your chatzer or your backyard or something like that, where there's a chance that you might have brought chametz in there, but now there's a lot of wood or something like that on top of it. So something which is very difficult to move around, which has the status of a mapolis of a gal or something like that, so then you wouldn't need to move it, but that would be enough. If you have a wine cellar that you line all the bottles up until it's completely full, and you fill the bottles layers upon layers upon layers up until the ceiling of the cellar, you only need to check the top one and the next one of rows of wine. So you're checking the whole width. One layer, the whole width. But lo al kol shetach ha-martif, you don't have to check the entire cellar. El yonah ha-roas ha-kor v'sapesach ha-cheres l'matim v'mena. Basically, it's just where there's a chance that there'll actually be chametz, so that's what you need to check. Sivyer, batei kinesios, batei midrashos, trichem bedika. You need to do bedika on shuls and a base medrash. Nei, she'atinokos machnisim v'am chametz, because kids bring in chametz into them. The Mishnah Berurah says you need to do bedika on the 14th at night using a candle, just like all the other halachas. Neshamashim are the ones that are responsible for doing this, and they need to make a bracha, but they don't need to do a bittel afterwards, because they can't be mevatel something which doesn't belong to them. The chametz doesn't belong to them. It's stuff that kids brought in, other kids brought in, so therefore they can't do bittel on it. If they didn't do the bedika in the shul or the base medrash at night, so then you need to check it lechatchila the 14th during the day. You don't need to use a candle during the day because there's usually a lot of windows in the shul, and therefore you can rely on the light that shines in from outside. But this is an important halacha to be aware of, that even shuls and a bate medrash require bedikas chametz by someone.